A little bit of history can help us with this parable. This was a common part of ancient Jewish preparations for marriage. The virgins can also be translated bridesmaids. They're the helper of the bride. And they're keeping these lamps lit because there was no electricity. And at some point, the bridegroom would come from his ancestral house and walk over to the home of the bride, meet her there, and then with lamps alit, they would go back to the bridegroom's house in procession where the wedding would take place, right there in the home of the bridegroom. If you didn't have light, if you weren't expecting the bridegroom, if you weren't ready to receive him, it would have been embarrassing and it actually would have been dangerous to go to find the bridegroom's house, to walk that path. And so these wise, virgins, wise bridesmaids help the bride to make this journey, to stay awake and to see the face of her beloved, and to walk with him safely back to his home where they have the wedding and where the marriage is consummated. In the scriptures, whenever you hear about marriage and a wedding feast, as Catholics, in the spiritual sense, we should always lift our minds up a little bit and begin to think of heaven. We should actually think, when we hear about stories of marriage, especially when Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like this, we should lift up our minds to eternity, to heaven, and to the ultimate wedding feast, the wedding feast of the Lamb of God, who makes vows to us, God who makes a covenant with us, God who gives himself to us as a beloved and as a lover. In a marriage, man and wife actually give everything to each other, even their bodies, even the fleshly reality, even the potential, the amazing gift to become mother and father together by the gift of their own masculinity and femininity. Again, as Catholics, we kind of naturally learn to associate this with how God gives himself to us in the Eucharist. This is my body. This is my blood. Even my fleshly reality. Jesus, I hand this over to you. I let this come into you. I let it bear life, bear fruit. That's why when I work with engaged couples, I love to talk about the great harmony between the sacrament of marriage and the sacrament of the Eucharist. Because in many ways, they are simply mirror images of each other. Covenant, sharing, intimacy, new life, marriage and the Eucharist. So we pray about this today as we enter into this, we might say, the foretaste of the wedding feast of the Lamb. Here's something practical to take away. As we wait for the consummation of the covenant with God and eternal love forever, and as we taste that in our lives today, we are called to stay awake. We're called to have that light that remains lit in anticipation of God coming into my life day by day until that day where there is no night. And that means that when there's light, you're able to see what's in front of you. Can we see what's in front of us today? Can we look deeply into what God is doing? The sign of a beautiful, faithful marriage after many, many years is when husband and wife still have that light lit and they can still look at one another and delight in the other. See something new and beautiful and good each day, even as they age. The light has not blown out and they have not lost sight of the dignity of their spouse, even with all their weaknesses and all their warts, but they see the goodness of their spouse, love them into holiness. Keeping our lamps lit as Christians means that we keep our eyes open to seeing Jesus in our lives every day. In our daily events, how do we see the Lord? Are we watching? Do we think God shows up just once a month or so for like a special occasion? Or is Jesus revealing himself right now, today, for me? Because if he can't do that, if he only shows up every now and then, He's not my Lord. He's not my Savior. He's not a faithful spouse. But he is there every day. He wants to show his love for us. He wants to give us his body and blood. Can we keep the light of our prayer burning to see him?